You're listening to the NewChurches.com Q&A podcast. That was Todd Adkins.
Ow!
Oh, that's new.
I don't know. I don't know what I have. All kinds of animal noises for you today.
All right, New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planning and multi-site experts to help you thrive. All right, this reminds me of my daily fun time with my son.
Really?
He's two. He's learning how to, learning how to talk. Yeah. Because I'll say, hey, what sound does an elephant make? What sound does a tiger make? Yeah, and he'll make, and then he just has
that was real,
the best
folks.
Time
that
ever.
Was me. That was not made up. That was not a sound machine.
Well, today we have a question from Rob Clark, right? He is our favorite Canadian listener.
And he invented the Clark Bar. Right?
Yes.
Clark Bar?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's why he's planting. He doesn't need to work a day in his life. Of course, yeah.
So he's got all the royalties from his Clark Bars coming in.
So many people.
Why have we offended people?
Well, church planners work.
Yeah.
But if you're the heir of the Clark,
Bar dynasty, you don't need to work.
You don't need to work. But church planning is hard work.
It is hard work. I totally agree.
Yes. Okay. So before we get into the question, be sure to go to newchurches.com/guest services to learn more about our latest course on how to help you turn first-time guests into committed members.
Is it also the greatest, or is it just the latest, or do you know, or are you able to say?
The course?
Yeah.
It is the latest.
Latest greatest?
It is the latest. Oh. Is it the greatest?
I don't know.
I think it's in the eye of the beholder.
Man. I hope Danny Franks brings it.
He lays it down.
If not, you can follow him on at Let Me Be Franks on Twitter.
Yeah.
Which he's hilarious. He will likely hear this episode and provide commentary.
Good stuff. Well, we are going to listen into this question from Rob Clark.
Daniel, congratulations on the milestone with the podcast. Really appreciate what you guys are doing. This is Rob from up in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. That's right, Ed. It's Canada. I know you love us. Here's my question for today. We have heard stories of the way that churches have advertised in the past, and we read about it in a lot of the books and sending out door-to-door flyers, and I know that we've even discussed this in previous podcasts, but can you guys tell us any stories of church planters that you've heard across the world and how they're using new media to tell their story? And so this could be obviously Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, even podcasts, YouTube channels, vlogs. Can you guys tell us of examples that are being used with any sort of impact that's happening around the world? Again, congratulations on the show. Appreciate what you guys are doing.
Well, I'm not eating any more Clark Bars. I'm boycotting Clark Bars.
Why are you?
Because I got no love. I got no mention. It's all Daniel because you're Canadian, and Ed because he's married to a Canadian. And he's from Saskatoon.
All right. So this is a fascinating question, right? It's a fascinating question because, Rob, I know that you are doing vlogs. Not blogs. Vlogs.
Vlogs.
Vlogs. Not a clog.
Sometimes your accent, I just don't understand it, Daniel. What are you trying to say?
Okay, so this is awesome. If you are on YouTube, okay, go to How the City of Saskatoon Failed Today. All right, this is Vlog 37 by Rob Clark. Right, this is awesome because this is a this is what you are doing to gain momentum, to develop, I guess, rapport. Because I know when I met you, Rob, you were back in Vancouver, and now you're back. You know, you've moved back to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, to plant. So, I mean, this is great. So, Rob, I would encourage you to go look at your own vlogs as an example and an answer to this question. I think we're done, right?
Yep.
Okay, here's the other thing. In planting missional churches, we had a lot of different individuals submit their stories because Ed and I were trying to not only bring in new content into the book, but also introduce new stories. And Todd Corpy, who is up in Flint, Michigan, the lead pastor of the Cathedral Church. He actually does work with us on newchurches.com. I mean, I met him through the story that he submitted. We developed a relationship, a friendship, and now he actually helps us out in the back channels of making newchurches.com happen. But this is the story that he submitted.
Is he like your hitman?
Pardon me?
Is he like a hitman or something?
Hey, that's good. I should ask him. That should be on his Twitter profile. Newchurches.com hitman.
Hitman.
But he submitted this question on our chapter all about developing a launch team. Okay, let me read it out to you. Flint has a metropolitan area of roughly 412,000 and is currently ranked as the 17th most post-Christian city in the United States. We first felt the calling from God to plant a culturally diverse church in Flint in 2005. We took a considerable amount of time to pray, seek wisdom, raise funds, build a launch team, which consists of 45 people on launch Sunday, and build a rapport within the city core. One of the primary ways in which we marketed and built a support base was, and Rob, you know, here's the example, was through social media, building over 2,000 Facebook likes, 850 Twitter followers, and 280 followers on Instagram by the time we launched the church. We saw direct fruit from launch Sunday and thereafter from folks who came to the cathedral as a result of our social media presence. We have a heart and passion to aggressively reach the 267,000 unchurched and dechurched people of the metropolitan Flint area. In the future, we believe this will be through means such as multi-site, contextualized to the individual communities in which they're set, and through unique uses of the web. So that's great, because I mean, we talk about Facebook advertising. If you're a plus member at newchurches.com, we actually have a whole slew of ready to use resources all around marketing. And we even have a tutorial about how to use Facebook advertising to help advertise for your church and to use it in a simple way in that the different methods that you can utilize using boosting posts, doing contextual campaigns, reaching out to your city, those who are within your geographical area. But that definitely is one example. Todd, what do you think?
Well, I was going to mention we were, and I haven't been in the advanced search of Twitter for a little bit, so I don't know if this still works, but we had a team of hitmen on Sunday morning that would basically get on to Twitter. They would do local searches and they would type in something like church, or they would look for a trending topic and see how they could, switch it over to church. Like, I remember one hashtag was my new jeans. And it's like somebody had just tweeted, in the city about their new jeans. And it's like, hey, why don't you wear your new jeans and come over to here? Or why don't you, check us out here? And we would link to, it was part of our internet campus, and link to the internet campus most of the time. But I can't tell you how many times a link to our internet campus led to somebody walking our doors.
Now, were those volunteers that did that?
Totally kind of
like
volunteers.
A street team
no.
type of feel?
One of our, the guy that was a campus pastor at the time, the person that ran this team in particular, his name is Owen Pond. He's actually now a planter in Eastern Bloc country or Russia. I can't remember. So forgive me, Owen, if you're listening. But I think his blog is My Daily Testimony. Super sharp guy. He had done, social media for McCain Palin, back in the day, And anyway, he was known in politics big time for being able to do a lot of social media marketing with very little, very, very, very little money. And so we got him on board. This is one of the things that he implemented, was being able to go out and reach in and grab people. The other thing is strategically using your people that are already on social media, which is pretty much everybody. So everybody's already on there. So why not leverage their, Facebook pages by giving them stuff to put on it? So even as far as like graphics that you want them to put on it, or things you might want them to cut and paste into, their feed and promote, or, share. One of the things that we, are struggling with as organizations, or if you have a public figure page, in the future, Facebook's new algorithm basically throttles you a little bit.
Yeah, they focus. They're trying to. They'll still let you boost and advertise because they
want
the revenue.
But your natural reach is gone.
Yeah, and but what they're favoring now is and this really comes to the point of when you first log into Facebook and go to the feed, what comes up first, and what they're favoring are posts that have been shared.
Posts that have been shared by people.
Yeah,
not
and
by...
So you could have a boosted post.
Totally.
But if people are sharing that boosted post that you're putting money into, that's what's going to bring it up to the top.
That's what brings it to the top more than anything. And so, you know, whereas a year ago, you may have been able to post something on your church's website and you got a lot more likes or you got a lot more interaction. That's gone unless you are asking your people to do it or unless you're paying for it.
Yeah. So, I mean, so just as you're creating a launch team or have a launch team, and this applies to both church plants, campuses before launch, or even if you're operating right now, but just as you would, when you would start a campus or a church plant, you would find and recruit a launch team. I would say find a digital launch team or a digital street team. Even if you're operating as a campus or a church right now, because what that would allow you to do is say, hey, we are going to post this. That's all about this upcoming event, this men's breakfast that we have or this outreach activity. And we're going to post it from the church account and then everyone is going to share it. Right. And the more people you have on that, the easier. I mean, that's a really easy commitment. But the more you can do that, the more you share it, the more you boost it, then you're able to, especially if you're targeting your geographical area, you're able to really reach into your community that way.
A couple more things I would say is be sure you celebrate that. If you do see a win from
that's
that,
good.
If somebody
good.
Comes to know Christ, if, you know, it was all because this little team of people, bring them out on stage, this little team of people. Mm-hmm. Message this person and they watched a service and they started watching the service. 2 months later, they came here. Their grandma got sick. We visited them in the hospital and they accepted Christ. Yeah. I mean, that's a real story. That's a real story that we had happen.
That's good.
And so the other thing I would say is, you know, consider using, if you do have, everybody's got tech savvy people in their church. Mm-hmm. Everybody that thinks they're tech savvy may not be as tech savvy as they think they are. So, you know, just find a young adult who's passionate about your church and say, hey, I want you to, you know, run tag board for our church.
Yeah.
So tag board's like $50 a year, I think. And it's something where you can aggregate and curate content from the interwebs, where you can kind of present, you know, your best self in one location. So churches and events will use that to highlight, you know, maybe before or after a service, they're bringing in different posts about the church or maybe something that happened over the weekend. But it's additional content that can be, you know, pushed to, you know, if you have monitors in your lobby or something like that. It's just a great way to tell people what's going on. But the second thing that does is embed in that person's mind, oh, I want to, this is totally wrong, but I want to post so I get my picture up there from my profile with, you know, with whatever. So it really, tools like Tagboard really increase engagement for any event.
And that's where, I mean, when it comes to, advertising, obviously, just like we mentioned earlier, natural organic sharing of content is favored on Facebook. But in order to get to that and even to even reach people who aren't friends with those who are in your church, that's the beauty of the Facebook advertising or Facebook campaign. So let me give you an example. Let's say you're doing an event like a moms and tots type of thing, or you have mops going on in your church, or you have some sort of event for mothers of preschoolers who may be on maternity leave or mothers of newborns, and you're trying to bring them into the church or have some sort of event where there's relationships being built. When you go into Facebook and you go to advertise them, you can actually target people who are new parents, like 0 to 12 months, parents with toddlers, 1 to 2 years, parents with preschoolers, 3 to 5 years, parents with early school age children, 6 to 8 years. I mean, this is how detailed you can target people. And then you can say,
they're
hey, how about,
you.
I know, how about in terms of a relationship,
you
can say, hey, I don't just want to target those who are engaged, I want to target people who are newly engaged within the year, or newly engaged within 3 months, or newly wed within a year. And then you can actually say, okay, how many of them, what are their family and relationships, and what interests do they have? So, I mean, that's how detailed you can advertise on Facebook. And no, Facebook is not paying us for this, but this is...
No, I mean,
this is a way for you to be able to really utilize social media, to utilize... different ways of advertising to be able to share your story, get your word out, see people come to your church, see people come to know Jesus, and for God to be glorified in your city. So thanks again, Rob, for sending that question in. If you have another question, not Rob, Rob, you are not allowed to send any more questions in until episode 200, because we have two other of your questions queued up in the next 25 episodes. Wow. All joking aside, be sure to send in your questions to newchurches.com, and we will do our best to answer them. We'll catch you next time.